Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Damn straight advice, 713-572-4610. That's the text line. You can text in anything you need help with. You heard the man say relationships or just what movie to see. A week from tomorrow is the premiere of Star Wars. I'm not going to say whether I did or did not spend an hour watching all the trailers last night. That are out there.
These are a big deal in your life.
The trailers are awesome, though, man.
Yeah, the trailers are a big deal. Yeah,
and Shawnee, I'll be going with you.
Yeah, yeah. Up in the woodlands. Yeah, we're doing the show.
It's going to be fun, man.
Twin Peaks and Shenandoah next Thursday. So then Star Wars after that.
It's fun because everybody in the theater will be geeked out.
Yes. What costume are you going to wear?
Chewie. Come on. You know I'll wear my Chewie costume.
Do it, Ted.
No, but there's people legit dress up to go to
Come
these
on,
things.
Ted. Yeah. Do it.
Maybe I will, Rich. Maybe
no, I don't mean the costume. Do it right now.
Do it right now.
You know what I'm asking for.
I'm not going to do it.
Come on, do it. Come on, Ted.
I can't. Rich, I'm still sick, man. I'm trying to get over my cold.
Don't give him the scratchy toe.
Ted does a killer Chewie.
Chewbacca.
Chewie's the best, man.
All right. 713-572-4610.
I like the way you tried.
Ted
took a breath and went, it's not there.
It just didn't feel like it was there, man.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I know the feeling.
You only want to go to it if you know it's there.
It's either there or it's not.
That's right. What is a quick, cheap trip to take the girlfriend on over the holiday break? I can answer this.
Oh, gosh.
Because I am going on a quick, inexpensive trip.
Are you going to the Golden Nugget?
Going to the Golden Nugget.
I knew you were going to say that, and it's a great idea.
Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday.
You know what's
Christmas
funny
week.
About the Golden Nugget, Rich? It never gets old. It like never
we
gets
go
old.
Like, we go like 4 or 5 times a year.
It's fun,
you
man.
Know? Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you just look. Don't ignore all the oil plants.
That's it.
Refineries and stuff.
You close your eyes, you put on some blinders, and pretend you're in Vegas, man. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you're in the middle of that casino. I mean, you might as well. You wouldn't know where you were. You wouldn't know if you were in Louisiana or if you were in Las Vegas.
It is a Fertitta-owned property, so the service levels are very, very good at the Golden Nugget. That's my recommendation. And I got a Cyber Monday rate for my hotel there. Cyber Monday. No, it's Black Friday or Cyber Monday, one of them. I'm like, I'm going to do all my shopping today and get these great deals and all. The only thing I wound up buying was a couple of nights at the Golden Nugget for me and Andy.
There's not like the Golden Nugget gives out a lot of deals either, man. I mean, they'll get you.
But it's not that expensive. If you go Sunday through Thursday, you can go very inexpensively.
Okay. Well, yeah.
It's Friday and Saturday that get a little
get you
out there.
I don't know. I think there's some fun stuff to do in the in Austin area.
There's
resorts there.
I'm assuming quick, cheap trip means drivable.
Definitely drivable.
I would assume so. We went to over Thanksgiving. We went to La Tureta, the resort up on Lake Conroe.
You mentioned that.
We had a nice time up there, hanging out on the lake up there. So those are our recommendations.
Weather a consideration this time of year?
No doubt. If you plan on doing something where you're outside, then you may need to get on a plane.
There's one for you, Sean. Star Wars question.
The one from R-Mac.
Yep.
Sean, I'm not a big Star Wars fan, but really want to watch the new movie coming out. Which Star Wars movies and what order should I watch? Should I watch them? And this is right up my alley.
Yeah. Of course it is.
This is right up my alley. Okay. They had always said that you should watch them. First of all, there are 7 of them now, not including Rogue One, which Rogue One is like episode 3.5.
Mm-hmm. You already lost me.
The order.
There's 7, but not including one of them?
Rich, this answer is not for you.
Yeah, yeah. It can be a little confusing.
It can.
Here, Rich.
I'm going to lay out the order of the episodes you need to watch these in.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Of the original Star, I'm going to put Rogue One aside for a second. You watch them in this order: Episode 4, Episode 5, and then you circle back and do Episodes 2 and 3. Skip 1 altogether. You don't need it. Write this down, R-Mac. 4, 5. And then 2, 3, these are prequels, but they flash back to a perfect, I don't want to spoil it for you, but there's a perfect, that's the perfect juncture in the entire saga to circle back to 2 and 3, And then you go to episode 6 and 7 after that. Dude. If you choose to insert Rogue One, do it at the very beginning before episode 4.
That's awesome, brother.
They call it the machete order.
I've never heard that before, man. Yeah. You laid it out there about as good as you could.
Look it up. Yeah. 4, 5, 2, 3, 6, 7.
Legit,
all I heard
man.
Was insert Rogue One.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that answer was not for you, Rich. But if you want an order to watch these in, let me know.
I don't know what to give my wife for Christmas. I asked for a list, and she said no. It's hard. I hate buying.
That sounds a little hostile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like that's a wife who's like, you should know me well enough
yeah,
by now.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have to make a list.
You know, I'd be fine with the whole, you know. It's okay if I don't get you one. You don't have to get me one.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to do that.
That's not super romantic.
No, it's not.
The thing is about a list, sometimes people take the list to the next step. And say you gave someone a list and there's 7 or 8 items on it. And they get back to you and say, well, I got you this one.
And they were expecting 7 or 8 items.
No, that's not where I'm going. The whole surprise element is where
I'm
going.
Oh, I see.
Is it really gift giving when you've instructed the gift giver exactly what to give you, and before you open the package, you know exactly what's inside?
Dude, my brain.
I hate that.
My head hurts trying to figure out gift ideas. I mean, honestly, I would rather somebody just tell me. I would.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
It doesn't
less
make
stress.
It personal. I get that. But I, honestly, like nothing zaps my energy more than trying to figure out what to get somebody for a gift.
All right.
Like, nothing sucks the life out of me more
Rich.
Than trying to figure out what I'm supposed to get for my friends or family.
I like the element of surprise on the part of the giver and the give.
Then you would hate
giver and the recipient.
You would hate what my kids are doing. They've just skipped right past giving us a list, and they just buy stuff and send us the bill. Hey,
yeah, that's,
Venmo
that's,
me a couple $100. I bought these shoes.
That's Bah Humbug material.
I bought these shoes. You know what? Whatever. I got enough stuff on my plate. My advice would be to take her to the Golden Nugget for a couple days,
good
by
call.
The way.
Should I go to the Star Wars premiere or go to the company Christmas party?
The company fault. Christmas party.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of fun stuff you're going to see at the Christmas office
Is
party.
There a question about the company Christmas party on here?
Oh, it's just, yeah, that's what somebody's asking. Should I go to Star Wars premiere?
I thought there were two questions on there.
It's not the same night as our party, right? Our party's Tuesday?
No.
It's not. No, our party's Tuesday.
Yeah,
no.
The 12th.
Oh, so they're asking, should they go to Star Wars or their company Christmas party? I would need to know more about the company Christmas party
Maybe
before
work with
I
a
answer
bunch
that.
Of, you know, lamos, then
well,
I'd
if you're
say
single
go to the...
and there's a chance to hook up, you know, like there's all those things, you know?
Yeah.
That are fun at Christmas time for some people.
Well, you could run into Princess Leia at the Star Wars.
That's
movie.
True. If you're a big Star Wars fan, you may be able to live out your fantasy of
some wise guy just
dropping
texted.
Your lightsaber on the.
Yeah,
princess.
But you know what I like about the Christmas party, about the office Christmas party
for the proper metaphor.
You see people in a different light, right? I mean, people they let their hair down,
right.
They're relaxed,
they're
not so uptight or obtuse. They're friendly, and then it's. I think you get a better sense of who the person is by going to the Christmas office party.
Is there booze at the Star Wars premiere?
Probably not.
Well, unless you go to one of those places where they serve, they have a bar. There are some movie theaters like that.
Some wise guy just texted in, Rich's favorite Star Wars character is Spock.
That's pretty funny.
Very funny.
Yeah. Everybody knows he was in Battlestar Galactica, right, Rich? All right, are we done? All right,
I think we are.
Yeah, well, I think we've. There are questions. I think we've just.
There's
run
one
out,
more question, but there's. I think we don't have enough time.
We've run out of time. All right, there you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.